USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
After blocking a Senate move to vote on increasing coronavirus stimulus checks on Tuesday, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell introduced an alternative proposal. In it, the checks are increased from $600 to $2,000, but it comes with attachments that may not work. Probing allegations of election fraud and a repeal of Section 230 of the Communications Decency Act, which protects social media platforms from being sued, are included. Congressman-elect Luke Letlow of Louisiana's 5th District died Tuesday evening from a heart attack brought on by COVID-19. He was 41 years old. Thousands of residents in Aspen, Colorado were left without heat during the near-zero-degree weather after vandals, possibly green activists from the environmental group Earth First, attacked the city's natural gas system Monday. The vandals reportedly attacked three separate Black Hills Energy gas lines, one in Aspen and two in Pitkin County, affecting roughly nearly 3,500 residents. This is USA Radio News.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.